Hi, this is Sarah Airy. Welcome to call number 6 of the Wealth School. I'm so glad you're here and joining me today. I was just talking to someone in the group and we were saying how important it is to have support like this when things are happening in our world like they are now. So I'm really glad that you're here, that we're doing this, and that we are working together to create the lives for ourselves and the businesses for ourselves and our clients that we want, and also the country and the world that we care about. And never doubt that what you do in these little moments in your day-to-day life has an impact. Your vibration, who and how you are in the world, ripples out in ways you can't even picture. So you are making a difference every time you take care of yourself, every time you sit with what is going on for you and let it up, every time you show up more in your relationships and in your business, you are having a positive effect on our world. Now, before we really get into our call, let's go ahead and do our energy movements. We're going to start with tapping. So tap on your cheekbones to get started. Letting your body relax as you tap. Moving down to the inside corners of your collarbones, that little hollow just below them. Feeling your energy aligning. Becoming present, settling in. Tapping on your sternum, your breastbone. Strengthening your immune system. Breaking up any old energy in your heart chakra. And then tapping the spleen points under your arms at about the bra line level. Increasing your ability to absorb and process. And now doing the cross crawl. Touching your arm to the opposite knee, back and forth, getting your energy crossing over and flowing in healthy ways. And now doing the energy hookup, your middle fingers, one in your belly button, one at the bridge of your nose between your eyebrows, pushing in and lifting up with both. Just breathing. As your energy hooks up, as the day falls away, and you become very present here. Take a deep breath if you haven't already, and then put your hands down, settle into your seat, make sure that you have water handy. You're definitely going to want that on our call. With the election this week, this has been a really intense time for a lot of people, both in our country and in other countries too. And I know you're not all in the States on this call. And this brings up a lot of things for a lot of people, things that go beyond politics. Feel free to bring any and all of that that's going on for you to this call. And this is the reason that we work on all the things that we have in this program, increasing our abundance so that we can contribute to the things that we feel are important, supporting ourselves, our families, our communities, and also giving us the time to be present with ourselves, to spend with loved ones, and time to contribute to the organizations and the groups in our community that speak to our hearts and our souls and that promote the values that we hold dear. Now, raising your frequency is an ongoing thing. It's not that you get to a point. You don't get there where you're just done and you're living in bliss and total peace from here on out. You know, in fairy tales, they always talk about people living happily ever after. Those are fairy tales. That's not real life. And it's not even the goal. Now, there are two big reasons why we don't just simply get to an arrival point and then live happily ever after. One is that we don't live in isolation. We live in a world that is still in the process of expansion and becoming and finding itself. I think it's not at all surprising that physicists have found that the universe itself is in a state of expansion. And I think that reflects what's going on inside each of us. So there are things that are happening in our environment, in the natural world, that it doesn't just simply stay static. There are things happening in our country, in our relationships. And the more that we can keep our frequency up during all of this, the easier it is to navigate it all. The shit still happens. There will always be shit happening. That is life. And when it does happen, it is so instinctive and just our natural reaction to pull in, to contract, to want to close down and withdraw and protect ourselves, protect our families, protect our way of life. And when we do that, our frequency goes down, our energy closes off, we become disconnected from our bigger community and disconnected in some ways from ourselves. Now, it's not that that's bad or wrong. We go through periods of like that are like that. But staying in that space is not the world that we are going for. It doesn't create abundance. It doesn't create peace. It doesn't foster connection. The other piece to it is that we as individuals are expanding in ourselves. Remember the analogy I told you of being at the center of the onion and expanding out through the different layers. You're going to keep expanding, and you're going to keep encountering the crap that hasn't been resolved yet. There's nothing wrong with that. It's simply how it is. You know, just yesterday, I experienced a betrayal from somebody who's close to me. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't a huge, deep thing. But of course, what it did was resonate with experiences from the past where I had experienced betrayal that haven't been resolved yet. And almost even more, even more importantly, it resonated with places where I felt I had betrayed someone else or betrayed myself. Being able to be present when things like that happen, to cry the tears that need to be cried, to feel the hurt, the anger, the pain, whatever is there, allows it to release and allows us to become more clear, more vibrant, more alive than when that stuff was pushed down below our level of awareness. Just because we're not aware of it consciously doesn't mean it's not there. It's still there, still working in the background. So part of what is happening in our country and our world is stuff coming up to awareness that needs to be brought up. And just like when it happens to us on a personal level, it can feel painful, scary. It can bring about tears. And we can get through that. We can come through with more clarity, more vibrancy, more strength, more commitment, more connection, and more love and openness. And that's the choice we get to make. And those are the tools that I'm giving you in this program. And being connected in this group, connected with people who also want to grow and expand, support each other, is such a big thing. So again, take in that you stepped up to this. You gave yourself this gift before you knew how much you would need it. You followed what felt right for you, and you did it. And that's more and more important on an individual level and on a world level. And you already know that you can do it because you've done it. Okay, now I said before that getting to an arrival point and a state of bliss is not the goal. I get how tempting it is and how that sounds like it would just be wonderful and like permanent vacation. So if that's not the goal, then what is? Well, imagine a song, a piece of music that's one continuous note, or one note, or a melody that just simply gets higher and higher and higher. That's not music. Music goes up and down. Life goes up and down. Being at one frequency with one emotion isn't really living. It's not vibrant. You can't appreciate the highs if those are the only notes you know. So our goal is to be with what is, to experience what's happening in our lives and ourselves with our full attention and presence. Now, that's the goal. I'm not saying that there aren't times that it doesn't feel good to just relax in front of a TV show or to have a glass of wine or a bowl of ice cream or whatever it is. That's part of experiencing and appreciating life too. The difference between appreciating and numbing is our consciousness and our awareness and our choice in it. Consciously enjoying downtime is so different from burying ourselves in it to avoid feeling, to avoid taking a step that scares us because we don't want to feel that fear. And those are the times when leaning into tools and support makes such a difference. So in the wake of everything that's going on in our world or whatever you're experiencing personally, give yourself the space and grace for downtime, for feeling all of your emotions, and staying as present as you can, even being present to when you're choosing to numb for a little while, and knowing that it will be for a little while. This isn't numbing for the rest of your life. This is taking the inner time and space you need. So we're going to take a few moments now to take that time and space, do the head pose or the heart pose, and just let up and be present to whatever is going on for you. Your thoughts are your thoughts. Your emotions are your emotions. Let them come up. Be present to them. Remember that you're here, held by this group. I am with you. We are all with you. If you'd like, go ahead and take a drink of water. If there is nothing else you get out of this program, and I do hope you get much more than this, but if there's nothing else you get, then the knowing that you can be with your thoughts and your emotions, that it's safe for you to do that, and that you are always loved and connected, then I'm happy. I consider this a success because that is so important. The hallmark of trauma and fear is the feeling of isolation and the belief that we're alone. So always remember this experience. Listen to these recordings whenever you want. And know that you are always a part of this group. Now, when we have a high vibration, we are open. We are open to receive. We are open to what's possible. We are open to love and to grace and connection. So, doing what you need to do to bring your vibration back up, to choose the path of higher vibration, makes a tremendous difference in your life. We're going to do a meditation, and so go ahead and get comfortable in your seat. If you need to move your body or stretch, go ahead and do that. And as you're doing that, just gently bring up for yourself what you said on the form, the group sharing form, about when you have money or abundance, what that will mean for you. I saw things on the form that included, then I'll be able to relax. Then I can be more creative. Then I can be who I'm meant to be in the world. I'll be in flow and be able to rejoice. I can give more and worry less. I can relax. I can be happy. So think about whatever that is for you. Now, as always, during this meditation, you can do the head pose or the heart pose. Feel free to switch from one to the other. If you need to move your body during the meditation, do that. And if you need to get a drink of water during the meditation, do that too. In this meditation, we're going to go through the different chakras. In case you're not familiar with the chakras, they are 7 energy centers that go from your pubic bone in a line up the front of your body to the top of your head. I'll tell you where each of the chakras is as I talk about it, so you can picture it. If you want to have one hand on your heart and one on the chakra we're talking about, you're welcome to do that. If the chakras don't hold a lot of meaning for you, that's fine. The meaning and values attributed to each chakra are important whether you relate them to the chakras or not. So just be with the meditation in the way that feels good for you. Okay, sit back comfortably. Settle into your chair, or if you're lying down, settle there. Feel yourself fully in your body. Be aware of the sounds around you, fully aware of the sound of my voice. Get very present to your breathing. Feel how your whole body breathes. We're going to take 3 deep breaths together. Breathe in, out, in, and out. In and out. Let your attention move down to your root chakra, the chakra that is just behind your pubic bone. If you're sitting in a chair, you're sitting on your root chakra. In this chakra, you're connected with the earth. You're connected and rooted in this lifetime. Connected with all the tribes and groups that you're a part of. You might notice a particular sensation or color associated with this chakra. You might have images that you see. What if it's possible that I belong? That I belong in this life. That I belong in my groups. That I belong here, now. That I belong in this body. What if it's possible that I am meant to be here, just as I am? What if it's possible that I belong to me? What if it's possible that I am safe here? Safe in this lifetime. Safe in my groups. safe in my body and safe with me. What if it's possible that I already have freedom? That I already have joy? That I am already able to be myself in this lifetime, in my groups, in my body? What if it's possible that I have all I need? That I am connected with the bounty and abundance of the earth. What if this is possible for me? Now let your attention move up to your second chakra, your sacral chakra, just below your belly button, the area of your guts. This is the place of creativity, of relationships, of sensuality and sexuality. See what feelings, sensations, colors, or images are here for you. What if it's possible that it is safe for me to be in relationship with others? What if it's possible that it is safe for me to be creative, safe for me to be passionate, safe for me to fully engage in my life? What if it's possible that I am free, free to be creative, free to be intimately connected? Intimately connected with my loved one, with my life, with my business, with myself. What if it's possible that I am already relaxed, abundant, already free to be me? What if it's possible that the more I am myself, the more I am connected, the more creative I am? The more I enjoy life and all that it has to offer me. And the more I have to offer life, what if it's possible that this is possible for me? Now allow your awareness to move to your third chakra, your solar plexus, above your navel, where your diaphragm is. This is the chakra of your personal power. Your solar plexus, because this is a strong point of your light. What are the thoughts and feelings, the images, colors, sensations that are here for you? What if it's possible that I am safe with my power, and that my power is safe with me? What if it's possible that I am free to shine my light? Free to live my purpose, to recognize what I am hungry for in my life, and to allow that to guide me. What if it's possible to come to my personal power? Not from neediness or lack, but from fullness, from wholeness, from the knowledge that I am complete, I am deserving, I am lovable and loved. Just as I am. Sharing myself from my abundance. Sharing from my creativity, my connection. From my knowing that my light will never go out. From the knowing that I am an eternal part of life. What if it's possible that I am free to shine? Free to share the gifts and purpose that I embody. What if it's possible that my greatest gift is my presence? Simply being who I am and showing up as me. What if it's possible that I am ready and that I can do this? What if it's possible that all of this is possible for me? Allow your attention to move up to your heart chakra in the center of your chest. See what you notice here. This is the chakra of love. It's the middle of the seven chakras. The center of your energetic being. The electromagnetic field of your heart is 10,000 times stronger than that of your brain. Feel the power of your heart. What if it's possible that my heart, my love, is stronger than I ever believed possible? What if it's possible that my love can be expressed in everything that I do? What if it's possible that there is a knowing here, an intelligence, a guidance that is bigger and stronger and wiser than I would have dreamed possible? What if it's possible that I am safe with my love, and that my love is safe with me? What if it's possible that there is more spaciousness here than I realized? More space for creativity, for connection, for flow, for peace. More space for abundance, for leadership, for joy than I realized. What if it's possible that the more I give from this space, the more I receive, and the more I have to give? What if it's possible that as big and strong and powerful as my love is, I am safe? And I can be with it in all of its strength, in all of its beauty, in all of its generosity, in all of its joy and energy, I can be with it. What if it's possible that all of this is possible for me? Now let your awareness move to your fifth chakra, your throat chakra. This is the chakra of expression, speaking your truth. It's also the chakra of discernment and judgment. Your discernment and judgment guide your words. See what is here for you to notice in this chakra. What if it's possible that I am safe? Safe to speak my truth. Safe to speak my love, my clarity, my creativity. What if it's possible for me to use discernment and judging in my speaking so that I bring true wisdom? What if it's possible for my words to resonate with my heart? To resonate with the truth of who I am. What if it's possible that my voice, my expression, is safe with me, and that I am safe with it? What if it's possible that all of this is possible for me? Allow your awareness to move to your sixth chakra, your third eye, the Ajna center. This is your chakra of intuition, a seeing that goes beyond physical seeing. It's your center of understanding and deep wisdom, connecting your physical brain and mind with your intuition, with the greater knowing. See what is here for you to notice. What if it's possible that I am fully connected with my intuition, fully connected with my inner wisdom, my deep knowing? Connected with the great mind, the field of understanding. What if it's possible that my wisdom supports my expression, my creativity, my love and connection? What if it's possible for me to hear my own wisdom, to know what I know, to follow my inner guidance? What if it's possible that this wisdom is connected with my mind, with my body, my energy system, and with all that is? What if it's possible that I am safe with my inner wisdom, and that it will always lead me to my highest good? What if it's possible that all of this is possible for me? Now let your awareness move to your crown chakra at the very top of your head. This is the center that stays open in babies even after they're born. This is your connection with the heavens, with the divine. See what is here for you to notice. What if it's possible that I truly am connected with the heavens, with the divine, with the energy of life itself? What if it's possible that I am always connected here? What if it's possible that it is safe for me to trust this connection? What if it's possible that life is always smiling down on me, always bringing me what's needed? What if it's possible for me to bask in this knowing, in this energy, in this love and radiance? What if it's possible that it is here for me, and that I am here for it? What if it's possible that all of this is possible for me? What if it's possible that all of this, that all of me is safe? What if it's possible that all of this is safe and possible for me, just as I am, right here and right now? Allow yourself to be fully in your body. Feel yourself there where you are. Sitting or lying down where you are. There in the room. Become aware of your breath. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes and take a drink of water. Feel free to move and stretch around. If you have the space in your day that you can just stay in this relaxed space and you want to do that, feel free to. We're at the top of the hour now. And if you have more you need to do, know that you can be fully awake and alert with all of this energy being used for your day. I'm going to stay on the line. If there's anything that you want to ask or share, you're welcome to do that. And if you want to just quietly go, you're welcome to do that too. I'm so glad you are here today. I'm so glad we get to do this together.